Left Turn, Political Essays for the New Left, is a collection of essays aimed at the many Australians disillusioned by the political process. It features writing by Christos Tsiolkos, Guy Rundle, Green Senator Lee Rhiannon, among others, and it's edited by Anthony Lowenstein. And our next guest, Jeff Sparrow. Thanks for being here, Jeff.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What is the New Left and what's wrong with the old one?
Well, this book really came out of the last election. Anthony and I were talking in the wake of the election campaign and sort of discussing the massive disenchantment that people felt out of that campaign, where on the, you know, that old saying that they have about faculty disagreements at universities, that the fights are so vicious because the stakes are so small. The election felt a little bit like that. That on the one hand, there was this huge debate about whether it was a real Julia or phony Tony, these incredible arguments about nothing whatsoever. And then when you actually looked at the policy differences between the two parties, they were closer than they ever had been. And we were thinking about that afterwards. It's not just the politicians, but actually throughout the media and the public debates, by and large, despite all the sound and fury, there's widespread agreement on all the main issues. So if you think about things like foreign policy, economics, all of these sort of issues, there's a basic consensus that's shared by most of the pundits and most of the commentators. And what that means is that because everyone agrees furiously that the free market is fantastic, that the US alliance is fantastic, the debate that takes place is largely personalised and trivial. Mm. And so the idea for the book came out of that. We thought, well, there are all these other ideas associated with the left that really rarely get a hearing in Australia. Particularly if you look at the European press, there's a much broader range of opinion that gets aired, where here is in Australia, this is incredible echo chamber. So that was the thinking behind the book.
Jeff, the people that you've selected to be in the book, you specify in the introduction that they're not just writing about left issues. So the selection of the essays that you put in this book isn't just because they're about issues that are talking about left leaning, but the writers themselves have to identify as being left. Are you finding, to do that, are there some old left people that you need to turn to who are the type? Because are the new left less inclined to identify with being left because it's associated with the old left?
Well, we defined, when we were thinking about who we would get to write this book, there were a couple of things that came to mind. I'd just been reading this biography of Abraham Lincoln. He's got this fantastic passage where he talks about when he sees a man deliver a sermon at a church, he wants to see him acting as if he's fighting a cloud of bees. And I kind of thought about that. I wanted people who were going to argue something.
Enter, you know? Christos Tsiolkos.
That's right. We wanted essayists who were going to actually not just say on the one hand or the other, but we're actually going to put forward a strong kind of position. And we also wanted people who were talking about fundamental differences, not simply differences about style or substance, but putting forward. So that's what we meant by saying that we were looking for essayists on the left. And I guess part of the thing that's underlying is actually these are quite serious times. You know, I don't know if people have been following the situation in Europe, but, you know, for the first time now, we have in the Greek parliament, we have an openly Nazi party is now holding seats. And this was something that would have been unthinkable years ago. Mm. But, you know, that there is this crisis rolling around the world. And Australia, in many ways, is quite a fortunate place to be. But at the same time, it seems quite extraordinary to me that in the wake of all these amazing, you know, epoch-shaking things that are happening around the world,
Arab Spring.
That's right.
The Occupy movement.
The Australian media is largely preoccupied with trivialities, banalities. You know, silly parliamentary debates that there's nothing underlying. There's no philosophical differences underlying between them. And with a book like this, not everyone is going to agree with all of the essays. I don't agree with all of the essays.
No,
some people are going to like some more than others, and many of the contributors don't agree with each other. But the point is to open up an argument and to say, well, actually, there is this left tradition that has these ideas that simply aren't getting heard.
Did you and Anthony Lowenstein, your co-editor, get involved in any of these arguments? You say in the introduction, you just said then, you don't agree with all the arguments. How did you decide which arguments that you didn't agree with to put forward for the purpose of
creating the argument? Well, I mostly physically overpowered Anthony because he's smaller than me,
sure.
And I had my own way. But more was just a question of trying to think of people who would say something provocative or interesting, irrespective of whether you necessarily thought that the argument was correct.
Yeah.
If it made you come away thinking, that's an interesting idea, I hadn't thought about that.
But by that rationale, would you have put Andrew Bolt in there?
Well, as I said, like...
He needed to be left.
And also, Andrew Bolt is scarcely someone who doesn't get his voice heard. I mean, one of the things that we were really thinking about when we were writing the book is that on all of the major issues of our time, most of the media pundits have been fundamentally wrong. So you think about things like the economic crisis. All of the economic pundits completely failed to predict the GFC. They're all saying until very recently that Iceland and Ireland were these great economies that should be emulated. Or you think about the really obvious one is the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. Almost all of the foreign policy experts said that this was going to be a fantastic idea. Andrew Bolt comes to mind. He wrote a column saying that the success of the war in Iraq proved that the anti-war left was completely wrong because all of their predictions about how terribly Iraq was going to go have all been falsified. Well, you know, God, who's got egg on their face now? But there was never any consequences suffered by any of these people for being catastrophically wrong on the biggest issues of our day. I mean, if you took your car to a mechanic and, you know, they took the engine out and, you know, replaced it with an engine that didn't work, you would not go back there. Mm. But these people who have just been wrong over and over and over again are still there monopolising the discourse. And, you know, part of the argument of the book is it's time to at least consider some alternatives.
What do you hope comes out of this book? What would be your greatest hope for it?
That it stimulates some debate and opens up, you know, that it's like we've been in this stuffy room for a long time, and it's time to sort of open up some windows and let some air in. That, you know, it's the very definition of futility to just keep on doing the same thing over and over again and expect that the results are going to be different. As you said before, we've had the Arab Spring, we've had Occupy, we've had all of these things happening around the world. Let's start talking about some of the ideas that are raised by them.
Well, Slutwalk as well, as mentioned, Jacinda Woodhead has a piece in here about that. And I was interested just to find out how that germ of an idea was created. So some of the things that you've heard a lot about, we all feel like we're across them. We're actually maybe not essentially across them as much as we'd like to think. And so it does stimulate that debate. Christos's story as well is, you know, about him becoming uncomfortable just because of something he saw John Safran do, and sort of showing a mirror up to us where, you know, I'll just mention it, that two girls he sees on John's program where they have the what's the sign says about the Wurundjeri nation, and so a couple of the mob sort of turn up and say, hey, can we come inside? And their uncomfortable sort of response to that, which I'm sure that all of us would have felt and been embarrassed about at some level. Mm. And then Christos sort of enters into a bit more debate on that. And it is uncomfortable at times, but I think that it does open up, you know, room for discussion.
One of the things that Christos does so well, not just in that essay, but throughout his writing, is he's very self-critical in quite a positive sort of way, and saying, you know, part of the argument for this book is not simply to say that the left has this program that can simply be implemented, because I don't think that's the case. I mean, the very diversity of the essays shows that there's no single, but you're never going to arrive at that set of program until you actually start to have these arguments, and Christos, I mean, part of his essay is him looking at his own ideas and trying to...
He warns against the smug left, and he's sort of really talking about, I guess, what if you are a left-leaning person, what you fear yourself becoming.
That's right. I mean, it's not like the left can say that, look, we're in this fantastic place right now because we're not. But at the same time, I think it's right to say that there are these left traditions that deserve to be heard. And like, we are now in a time where, you know, we are seeing the shibboleths of the, you know, of the mainstream collapsing all around us. I mean, you know, It's a lot harder these days to be enthusiastic about the free market in the way that people were 10 years ago, because we've seen, you know, we've seen what happens when the market is you know, left completely off the hook in the way it has been in Europe, and the results are not pretty.
Well, it's been fascinating to talk to you even for this short amount of time about this book, Jeff, and I hope that it does promote much more discussion on this level. The book
I'm
is
ready
called...
to punch on. Let's go.
Whoa, hey. It should come with a warning, obviously. The book is called Left Turn, Political Essays for the New Left. It's out now through MUP. So it is in stores. You can get a hold of that. And Jeff Sparrow, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.